I'm VOA's Joe Ramsey with this worldwide news update. U.S. President Donald Trump says his Ukrainian counterpart will visit the White House this week to sign a long-sought minerals deal. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The president said the deal will give the U.S. access to Ukraine's deposit of rare earth minerals, vital for high-tech industries. He bills it as a chance for Kyiv to pay back the U.S. for hundreds of billions in war aid under Joe Biden.
Now we're going to be getting all of that money back, plus a lot more.
Meantime, Ukraine's Volodymyr Zelensky says the framework of a deal's been reached, but it does not include security guarantees.
If we don't have it, nothing will work.
The president's non-committal.
I'm not going to make security guarantees beyond very much.
And the full deal could hinge on Friday's meeting. Sagar Magani at the White House.
British Prime Minister Keir Starmer heads to Washington on a trip aimed at persuading President Trump to maintain military support for Ukraine. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Starmer's told lawmakers Kyiv must be at the table for any negotiations.
This is about the sovereignty of Ukraine and their ability to decide for themselves the future of their country.
He adds Britain's ready to play a role in providing security guarantees to Ukraine, but reiterates the plan would require US backing.
It's vital that we continue in that role, and that's why my message to President Trump is that the relationship between our two countries needs to go from strength to strength.
Britain's leader echoed earlier prime ministers in emphasizing the special relationship. Starmer's due to meet Trump at the White House on Thursday. I'm Charles de Ledesma.